T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on OMF, the Celtics season is upon us. They beat the 76ers the other night. A lot of people really sky high on this basketball team. And joining us, matter of fact, joining OMF for the first time, president of basketball operations is Danny Ainge. Welcome aboard, Mr. Ainge.
Hey, Glenn. How are you? Lou? Christian?
Hey, what's up, Danny?
Terrific. How are you?
Good. What do you mean this is my first time of what?
Well, you're not on with your buddy Glenn.
Well, you've been on with me many times before. I don't think you've ever been on the show.
He's been on with us.
Have you been on the show?
Yes.
Oh, I apologize.
I gave him a hard time about being a Celtic and Lakers and all that stuff.
Senior moment. I apologize, Danny. I apologize.
10-2 he was on, not 2-6.
Hey, can we start with a baseball question?
Sure.
Because you were a big-time baseball player. By the way, 220 lifetime average, 50 points lower than Lou Maloney. But I won't.
Hey, I didn't tell him to say that, Danny.
I won't bring that up.
That's okay.
What was your take last night on the fan interference?
Well, I mean, I didn't think it was fan interference. When I first saw the replays of it, it looked like his glove was closing a little bit before. And then when you saw the Springer attempt to catch a very similar ball in the gap by the wall late in the game, it was very similar. You know, he could have caught that, but there's no guarantee that he would have caught it. And I felt the same way about that. It's like he very well could have caught that ball without the fans there, but he might not have caught it. And the ball was definitely going over the wall. So I don't know. I think that should be a home run, but that's just my take.
Well, they need cameras out there on the wall, don't they? They need cameras on the wall. That's the only way you can tell.
It seems like if it's going to make that much difference, but like if it's going over the wall, even if the fans can reach where the fans can reach in, it's like it almost should be like that's part of the game.
All right. Let's talk about your team.
If the fan jumps down onto the field, that's a different story. But from the stands, you got to like catch it in the midst of the crowd.
Okay, let's talk about your team. There is, as I said, this
what
is.
Did, well, first of all, what did you think?
I thought that whatever Joe West was going to call,
they got lucky
that they didn't have the video to overturn anything. It's two dimensional.
I think the fan might have closed his glove. I think he did. I think he probably would have caught it, but you can't call that. And they got lucky. Joe West said interference, and they had enough information to overturn. If he said home run, it would have been a home run. They got lucky.
Right.
Caught a break.
And you know this video now because you're dealing with it with your sport. If you don't have multiple angles, sometimes you don't get the right read on it, right?
Right, no doubt.
All right,
those are crucial.
All right, let's talk about your team. So you've gone on now since the last run, the last championship run, and you have built this new championship contending team. And up until this point, people have looked at your team, and whether you win, whether you lose, everybody's excited, everybody's enthused because they can see that you're building something. This, to me, is like the first year where people have already set up expectations. This team is going to be in the NBA final. They're going to play the Golden State Warriors. Do you agree with that, first of all? And second of all, does that apply pressure? Is that something that in any way concerns you?
So I do agree with you. Yeah, I think the expectations this year are much higher than they've been over the last couple of years where the team has overachieved. So it is a different perspective, and it does add pressure, and it does, I'm not sure where the expectations are for our team internally, but I know that, from my standpoint, but I know my players have the same kind of expectation, and the coaching staff has the same kind of expectation as our fans do, so those are the expectations I care most about is, you know, what do they believe in themselves? Not like what are they reading in the newspapers, but I think the expectations bring a different element to our team that I think we don't know how they're going to respond, but we know that everybody in the East is gunning for us on a nightly basis. Other teams are not happy with all the attention we're getting and I think that that does bring add pressure and adds pressure to be ready to perform against the best that the other teams have to offer on a nightly basis.
Danny, I think in the past, I think you've been pretty honest as far as, you know, comparing your team and championship level as to Golden State and saying, no, we're not there yet. With the development of some of these younger guys and the health, are you there now?
So I don't know if we're there now. You know, I think that's a question that we'll probably be more prepared to answer in March, February, March at least. I think our team is going to get better as this year goes on. I think we have a lot of good players, a lot of great players, but we are young and we are trying to come together as a team. And so, you know, like it's different than in 2008 where you had, you know, three first ballot Hall of Famers in their early 30s. That is like they were 100% sold into just winning and winning alone. And we had some veteran guys around them. You know, with so many young guys in our rotation right now, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm really excited about this team. I can't wait to see how this year unfolds. But I do feel like they haven't been through this before. And at the same time, I have a great deal of belief and confidence in each of them as people. I think that a lot of them are, most of them are more mature than their age.
You know, speaking of expectation and maturity, I was just you know, following the Lakers just a little bit, right?
LeBron's on there now.
Jason Tatum working out with Kobe Bryant, right? Jason Tatum and Kobe Bryant was a guy that he followed and, you know, and respected, obviously. Is there what similarities in those two guys' games can you see? Because I hope that he has the career that Kobe Bryant has, but based on what you've seen of Kobe and Tatum at such a young age, what does Tatum have that Kobe has also?
You know, I think that they share, and I would put Paul Pierce in the same category. You know, they have the ability to create that mid-range shot. You know, they have the step back, the fade away, the one-legged shots, the, you know, just ability to make really hard shots against good defense, which separates some of the great players. You know, finishing games, making tough shots against great defenses, those are the hardest kind of players to find.
Do you think he's got that killer instinct like that Kobe have, that everybody knows about Kobe?
I do. I do think that Jason has a lot of that. I mean, he loves basketball. He loves a challenge. We saw that last year when he was 19 years old. I mean, he rose to the occasion so many times, and I think he does have that fire in him. And if he works as hard as Kobe worked in his career, I think Jason's going to be just fine.
You know, Danny, you look at this roster, and there's so much talent. You got guys that started in the postseason that were very successful, now that go back to that bench. And we've said before, Brad's biggest challenge might be kind of trying to keep everybody happy. And I'm curious – do you have conversations with guys? Like, do you help in that category as far as going to guys and saying, hey, you know, big picture, this is what we want? Do you help in that area, and is that the biggest challenge for Brad?
Yeah, I think it is a big challenge, and I think it's a big challenge for our team, our players as well. But I do talk to the players individually, and I was just having a conversation about this very issue the day before our first game. I don't know how it came up. I was sitting there having breakfast with Jason Tatum, and I was saying, you know, like everyone's going to finish games. You know, all of our top eight or nine guys are going to finish, depending on matchups, depending on fresh minutes, depending on, you know, hot hands. But, you know, Marcus Morris, Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier, Aaron Baines, like any one of those guys along with our starters could be in the five that are finishing an important game. He goes, yeah, everybody except Kyrie. And I said, well, yeah, I mean, I think Kyrie will be on the court at the end of almost every game, but I could see a game happening where Kyrie just didn't have it going, or and Terry did, and Terry would finish the game, or Marcus Smart. And he sort of laughed. He goes, yeah, right.
We'll see.
And then it happened on opening night, and Jason like came right up to me after the game and looked at me and went, you were right. I couldn't believe that. That was amazing. So anyway, I think that's good for our team. I think that's good for them to see that even Kyrie, who, you know, is one of the most efficient offensive players in the league, you know, sitting on the bench in the last 5 minutes of game one, that is great for our team to find a way to win and Terry finish the game. And I think that's good for everybody to see. And the way Kyrie handled it, and like this, you know, he was the number one guy up off the bench and cheering everybody on. And I mean, that's great leadership.
Did you happen to hear Charles Barkley's comments at the end of the game the other night?
I did not.
Yeah, nobody's passed it along to you. You got too much talent, and you got to play Baines more, and you got to have more role players coming off the bench because you got too many. I have no idea what he was talking about, Danny. I love Charles, but I swear to God, he goes out for dinner while the games are on, and then he comes back and just talks or something. It was like bizarre. But I want to ask you about that depth and the fact that you have so many guys who can play defense. And I remember years ago, you were a real proponent of the three-point shot, and your theory was that you can have more misses during the course of a game if you're taking deeper shots because the math works out a lot better for you. And now it seems to me like you've built a team that is built on positionless defense. In other words, bigs can guard small, smalls can guard big. So how much does that play into what Brad's doing? I heard his comment at the end of the game the other night, basically said whoever's going to play the defense is going to actually get to play in the game. How much does all of that play in that you can play so many different people in so many different positions because of the defense?
Yeah, no, I mean, indeed, we were one of the top two defensive teams in the league last year, and that was our calling card. And you know, Brad has really emphasized that this last 10 days of training camp, that defense is what is going to get you on the court. And, you know, I was really impressed with Gordon Hayward's defense in game one. I mean, I was worried about that. Normally a guy hasn't played a game for a year and, you know, they want to put up some numbers and show everybody, you know, all that. But, man, did he play defense. He was very inspirational on the defensive end in game one, the way he defended Simmons and particularly Saric. And I mean, I think Brad's going to stick to that. I mean, that is our team identity. That's our emphasis. What good does it do to have depth if you're not going to play hard every minute? We might as well play guys more minutes. But the depth is the key, and the players buying into that depth is the key. And, you know, I feel like they're all saying the right things. They all understand it coming into the year. Everybody has a great deal of respect for, you know, our top 10, even 12 players. So I think that, you know, hopefully that message just stays with us and that we can have some success so that it's easier to receive that kind of team.
You know, speaking of Gordon Hayward, it was funny. Like last year, you just sort of had that feeling like that people forgot like how good he really is. And then you see opening night, he goes out there and the shooting maybe isn't quite there. I think 4 for 12, but there's got to be a mental side of that, right? I mean, as far as the serious injury, and I know he's played, and I know he played in preseason, but still, it's opening night again, and I'm thinking he's got to kind of get past that. Does Brad sort of wean his minutes a little bit just to get him in the flow, just to get him going again?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, Gordon doesn't like having minutes restrictions. He's like most great players. They're just very competitive. But after the game, I talked to them, and I said, that 25 minutes you played was rough, wasn't it? He goes, yeah, I was exhausted out there. So, you know, we're going to bring him along slow. And again, it's one of the benefits of having a lot of players is nobody has to overextend themselves. It's, you know, we hope to play over 100 games this year, and it's a long season. And so the less we can, you know, force Kyrie or Horford or Gordon or Jalen or Jason, you know, Marcus Morris, any of them to overextend, the better it is for us and the better for the long term.
All right, the depth's going to be great for you. You know how it works. You've already seen it opening night. Your best two players don't have the greatest night, and you go out and win because you've got the depth. You're going to win a lot of games because of that second night to back-to-back. What worries you, though, about this team? What do you look at when you sit there idly and say to yourself, man, I'm still concerned about this with our team?
You know, Glenn, I'm honestly not concerned.
Nothing concerns you?
I mean, I think...
Injuries, obviously. We get that.
Of course, always injuries, you know, worry you. But I think that I'm not concerned about injuries, but I am, you know, hoping that they don't happen, of course. But I feel like our team is pretty together, and we have a bright group of guys and experience. We don't have a great deal of experience. We have some experience, obviously, with Horford and Gordon and Kyrie and Marcus Morris, but we have four or five key guys that are young in the game. And as much, even though they got a lot of experience last year in the season and playoffs, I feel like they're learning all the time and they're just getting better. And I feel like all of our holes that we have right now and things that we're not doing as well, I think Brad is a great coach, and I think our players have good character, and I think they're going to fight their way through what they need to do. We need to move the ball better. We need to recognize, you know, who's got the matchups. We need to just know where and I'd be able to identify better, you know, matchups on offense and matchups on defense. And I think that that's just a natural process of the team learning each other and the coach learning all, you know, the personnel of our team. And I think there's going to be some experimenting early in the year to see who's playing better together and who plays better against certain teams and all of that kind of stuff. But I think that's going to work itself out over the regular season.
Right. So, Danny, you got this great – hold on. I got to get us an invite to this great – this new facility you guys got literally across the street from us.
Yeah,
next
door.
No one has given us an invite. We figure Glennie could kind of, you know, hook it up. But since he's too ashamed to ask – I'm going to officially ask for OMF that we get – maybe watch a practice.
Yeah, watch
maybe
a practice.
You know, I don't know, grab a bite to eat or something like that.
Well, I mean, except for the eating, you guys are welcome.
I heard there's a lot of good food there. No, maybe a game of ping pong?
Yeah, we'll just borrow that black Christian card you got at Chipotle. We'll just go there.
No, hey, listen, you guys are welcome anytime. It's a beautiful facility. You should come over and see it. Glenn still remembers what it was like at Hellenic. I did make the suggestion to Brad that we have our first training camp practice at Hellenic College, and so they could actually appreciate what we really have right now. But I think Brad said he's going to save that for later in the year. Ooh. When we have a little losing streak, he may take over to Hellenic's practice.
What a dump. What a dump it was.
Don't take it for granted.
All right, so since Christian has pushed his way into an invitation, we'll be in touch. We'll get together. You're right next door. And then we'll have you back on the show sometime during the course of the season. Sound good?
All right.
Sounds all right, good. Danny.
Thanks,
all
right. Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Talk to you later.
See you later. Danny Ainge, president of basketball operations for the Celtics. We get back to baseball. Last night's game at 617-779-7937. By the way, if you have a child who loves basketball, have them learn the core values of Boston Celtics basketball, part of the Junior Celtics. Junior Celtics has programs for kids, a wide range of ages and skill level. Visit Celtics.com/Junior Celtics for more info.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.